Locally created,
nationally celebrated.
This is the world's car radio show. Now, here's our auto expert, Nick Miles.
Locally created, nationally celebrated from the northwest to the southeast. This is the world's car radio show. If it has a throttle, we'll feature it on air, online, on smartphone, and on smart speaker. This is our auto expert. Let me just tell you that when cars go away, when vehicles, it's time for them to say goodbye, I always get really, really super sad for like 10 minutes.
Do they get cremated?
No, they go into museums. But when they go away, I get sad because I really like them. But what ends up happening is then the car company introduces a new one and then I get all excited. Then I want one and then I can't afford one and then I buy one. And then, you know, it's just a cycle. It's a cycle of abuse that I have with buying new vehicles and loving them. So I was super specially sad when I heard that Rolls-Royce were going to retire the Dawn. Because I was there at the birth of the Dawn. I was there when the Dawn was introduced. I was one of the first people to drive it. And I love this 2+2 drop head coupe, sexy sports car. But to explain the plan and the thought process behind all this, we thought we'd get Mr. Rolls-Royce on himself from North America, Jerry Spawn. Jerry is head of communications for Rolls-Royce in North America. And Jerry, explain yourself.
Well, Nick, I don't want you to think of it as Dawn going away. Just think of it as if you were looking for Rolls-Royce Dawn, there's a wide selection of provenance options out there for you. Let's not forget, 70% of every Rolls-Royce motor car ever built is still on the road.
Wow.
So while we're celebrating the retirement, not the discontinuation, the retirement of Dawn, I do want to remind your listeners that, you know, Dawn's going to be around for quite a few years. And there's beautiful, beautiful collection cars, commissions that are going to be out there that you can acquire. And there'll be collectors for you know, decades to come.
Yeah.
So for the moment, right now, we are top drop headless.
Drop headless. Wow, that's a mouthful.
This is one of my favorite cars to see in rap and music videos.
Oh, yeah. And everyone likes filming in these Dawns because, of course, with a drop head, which is convertible in English or American-ish, rappers love to be in it because they could be well filmed. But this sort of brings up another fact, Jerry. There isn't really a run-of-the-mill Rolls-Royce anymore. I mean, every single Rolls-Royce is bespoke. It's commissioned by somebody to be something special. So you can't, you know, every single Rolls-Royce I almost see nowadays has got something unique and very, very special about it.
Yeah, that's what makes Rolls-Royce special, is the bespoke process. And, you know, to kind of put it, tie it in with the retirement of Dawn, the last bespoke project we did with Dawn, you know, in North America, we retired Dawn about a year ago. It's retired globally now. But the last one we did was for the famous collector Michael Fuchs. And it just a stunning, stunning commission. You know, he had a named color. He did it with his own special yellow color. But what's really amazing is that every single Rolls-Royce out there is bespoke. There is some touch ranging from people that have value, bespoke value that's well beyond the starting price of a Dawn, where the bespoke value is more than the base value of the commission. But, you know, even for people that put nice little touches and, you know, some you see, they're real obvious. But what's really amazing is when people put nice, subtle little touches, things that our bespoke designers can do, imprints, special paintwork, you know, Easter eggs that are hidden throughout the car. That's when it really gets to be personal and beautiful on a Rolls-Royce commission.
Now, I've spent some time with you at Pebble Beach, Concours d'Elegance, and at the Car Week down there in Monterey, and with Michael Fuchs. I hasten to add that Michael Fuchs has never ordered a Rolls-Royce that hasn't been absolutely eye-catching. The man likes his color, doesn't he?
Oh, no. He is a master of color, and I won't give anything away other than to share with the audience that he has a couple of projects in the works. So, you know, while Dawn is being retired, joining Wraith in the retirement, we have Cullen, we have Ghost, And Phantom. Soon to join the family, yeah. Spectre.
And that, you know, when we did, when I saw you unveil Spectre in London, and I got to speak to Torsten Müller-Udvorst and to you and the team out there, the Spectre numbers are absolutely mouth-dropping because you basically sold everything out on that, your first electric Rolls-Royce. Everything is sold out for about a year and a half. Rolls-Royces are becoming so sought after by the public now. And last year you produced 6,000, and that broke all records. You never broke the 6,000 figure. And you know, you work really hard, right, Jerry, not to produce anything in volume, but to only produce the cars that are absolutely perfect. So going over 6,000 and the increase of the workforce, it's just the hunger for Rolls-Royce is out of control.
No, you're right. And I want to be careful. I don't want to scare people off. You know, we were just incredibly amazed at the appetite for the commissions we see out there. It just doesn't cease to amaze us. And while, yes, we had an overwhelming response to orders from Spectre, even before people saw it, we had hundreds and hundreds of orders before anyone saw it. What I can assure you is we're doing everything we possibly can right now to work within the factory at, you know, in the Goodwood home of Rolls-Royce to optimize our production ability. Because while it's great to be one of those brands, you know, we all love to be a brand where we can say, oh, there's a 1 year wait time for Cullinan. We're sold out for the first year of Spectre. What we want to be is we want to be that ultimate brand. And we do want to be able to deliver as quickly as possible for people that want their Rolls-Royce commission. So we view it as, yes, it's a blessing that there's demand out there, but it's also a challenge. It's a challenge to the people that do the engineering work and the production work of, we need to step it up. We've got to meet that demand. We've got to fulfill these commissions as quickly as we possibly can while delivering the quality that people expect. But and we're confident we're going to be able to shrink that the wait time for Spectre. But right now, yes, the initial response was the first year, at least the first year, has been pre-ordered.
I think the hunger to learn about it, too, is incredible. I mean, we did our story on a Friday, and I had a phone call from your guys out there on Sunday to say, in the UK, to say, hey, by the way, you had 147 different TV stations take this story in just 2 days. And normally, I mean, that would be a record for me in 2 months. But in 2 days, you had such an interest. It just goes to show everybody is on the edge of their seat waiting for the next chapter of what Rolls-Royce will do, right?
No, you're absolutely right. And actually, your piece on the, you were one of the very few, I think you were one of the only, you were the only U.S. North American television representative for the Spectre reveal. And, you know, you had a huge advantage of also your knowledge, and I appreciate the research you've done. But what's really great is that people are interested in something new and something unique. And being the first electric, and of course, you know, as I've shared with the audience before, we will go fully electric by the end of 2030. But Spectre does mark that first electrification, and people want to see how we're going to manifest that in a Rolls-Royce. And I appreciated what you said, is it is truly a Rolls-Royce. I mean, it's an electric car. It happens to be electric-driven, yeah. But it is an absolutely awesome Rolls-Royce. It's a, you know, we use the term super coupe.
Yeah.
And I can't wait just to let the cat out of the bag. Nick, you're going to be one of the first people to drive it in North America in a few weeks, and I can't wait for you to be able to share your reaction to that.
Yeah, no, it's one of the things that's definitely on my radar for triumphant moments of the year, Jerry. I mean, you know, I could talk about these cars forever, and that's why we have such a good relationship. But I think that people also need to know that there are things about Spectre that you don't realize. You know, most people that own this car will never charge it anywhere but their home. And then when you look at the stats and you look at what this vehicle offers, the largest doors on any Rolls-Royce ever, if you thought things couldn't get bigger and you thought they couldn't be more grand, this is definitely an icon that will live in many people's collections as a Rolls-Royce first and an electric car second. Jerry Spawn is the head of communications for Rolls-Royce in North America. I'm Nick Miles, and this is Our Auto Expert.
Thinking about changing your car?
Get the latest on everything with a Go Pedal
at OurAutoExpert.com.